This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Addressing a public meeting at Kavakhali in West Bengal, Siliguri today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security, and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast.
TMC ne North Bengal ke infrastructure ko jaan bujhkar piche rakha. Aapko connectivity ho, industry ho, tourism ho, har sector mein upeksha hi mili. केंद्र सरकार ने जो पैसा भेजा वो भी ये सिंडिकेट वाले हड़प कर गए.
Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Khand Ghosh, Purb Bardhaman, and criticized the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. Condolences are poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourn the loss of celebrated singer. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has condoled the demise of legendary singer Asha Bhosle, saying she leaves behind an enduring musical legacy. The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed senior leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as a central observer for the election of the legislative party leader in Bihar. The decision was taken by the party's parliamentary board. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and more than 52 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry informed that enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. It said that more than 2,700 raids were conducted across the country. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, were, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchen Singh today met representatives of Meera Paibi, a woman torchbearer group from four assembly constituencies in Imphal. The representative submitted a memorandum highlighting concerns related to recent incidents of violence in the state. During the meeting, the Chief Minister assured that the government is committed to ensuring justice. He said that law will take its own course based on a fair and thorough investigation and that those found guilty will face strict action. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on 3rd of July this year and conclude on Raksha Bandhan on 28th of August, spanning 57 days. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said that the Pratham Puja to invoke the blessings of Lord Shiv will be performed on 29th of June, coinciding with Jyeshth Purnima. City of Seattle has become the first city government in the United States to host a life-size statue of Swami Vivekananda at the Westlake Square Park. The life-size bronze statue was jointly unveiled today by Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson and Consul General of India in Seattle. Sharing the details in an official statement, the consulate said this monument is the first installation of Swami Vivekananda, which is hosted by a city government anywhere in the United States. And that is the end of this news bulletin.